Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
She's finally here, our crazy friendship girl, in the interview that we've been plugging for the last few episodes. We're about to get into it. Welcome in. This is Religionless Christianity. I'm your host, Spencer. This is my beautiful wife, Nikki. And this is our crazy friendship girl. We know her better as Naomi. And this is the interview that we've been plugging for the last few days, few episodes. So before we dive in, honey, do you have anything you want to say?
We just hope you guys subscribe to this channel and please like this video and go to our Discord channel and let us know any praise reports, what God's doing in your life, and put in any prayer requests as well. And also lift up Naomi's son. He just had some strange symptoms today. And of course, all this craziness would happen today. And just pray for him and just appreciate your prayers.
Yep, please jump on the Discord. We want to get away from Facebook and YouTube as quickly as possible. So we would appreciate that. So before we dive into all the back and forth, you want to just give a let everybody know who you are and what you're all about?
Yes. Well, I'm Naomi. I'm the creator at Crazy Friendship Girl on YouTube. And my message there is to help people become the friend they've always wanted to be, so that way they won't be lonely going through life without friendships. And I just want to thank Spencer and Nikki for having me on their channel and on their podcast.
Yeah, so if you guys are, if you're listening to this, take a second out of your day. If you're on your phone, on the computer, run over to YouTube, look up Crazy Friendship Girl. We'll have links in the description. Jump over there, give her a subscribe. You know, YouTube is definitely a platform where the rich get richer, and it's very hard to get a foothold there. It's a long, arduous process, but she would certainly appreciate your support. And also, you would learn something from her, because she's not just a good friend. She's a godly friend. the world needs more of those. So the reason kind of why this whole interview thing kind of started for us is we were sitting, I think it was at church one day, maybe after church, and you were talking, I can't remember what we were talking about, but you had mentioned how you were working at a school or something. And I guess you can probably explain the story better once I tell you, but it was some series of events happened, and this guy that you worked with got some recognition, and the administrator was like, everybody go and give him a hug. Oh, and like all the girls in there went and were giving this guy a hug, and they got to you and you were like, I'm not giving him a hug. Like, I don't know him like that. And that really struck me, because we've had this talk before, and you know, we've had pastors speak on this. It doesn't happen very often, or not nearly often enough in our society. Kind of like the appropriate way for men and women to be friends in this,
to interact
in a godly way. You know, obviously me and Nikki are married, and in my mind, like, I have one female friend, and it's Nikki. Like, and that's maybe a little like outlandish. I have obviously friends, and I would count you a friend, like more of an acquaintance type friend, but like a close friendship, I don't necessarily think guys and girls should be on that level, especially if you're married or in a relationship. But so that was kind of the first question I wanted to bring up with you, is kind of what do you think sort of the appropriate way for guys and girls to be friends and maintain sort of their, not lose like their Christian faith along the way?
Well, you know, that is a topic that is, I think, hard to address, but I guess where I come from, when I wasn't saved, when I wasn't a Christian, me and the guys would interact with physical touch. Like, they would hug me, or I grew up with brothers and a dad that were rough. So sometimes we'd wrestle, you know, all these things. But when I became a Christian, I started feeling uneasy about it. Mm-hmm. And a pastor's wife once told me, well, the Bible says it's better for a man not to touch a woman. And mm-hmm. so I noticed when I started putting my stance, like, no, we're not going to shake hands, because I felt like some guys wanted to shake hands a little too much. And from there, as I continued to serve God, I think I was about a year into my Christianity when I actually made a wrong choice and got married. So most of my Christianity, I was married. So I didn't know how to have friends with other Christian males. And so I was always told, well, you know, as a wife, you don't have guy friends. Well, now I'm single and I'm struggling in the area to know, like, well, what, how are we supposed to be friends and how are we not supposed to be friends? So the things that I was taught in church was, if a man wants to be a friend with a woman and they're both single, sometimes there's a motive behind it. You know, the guy's probably checking to see if he wants to marry this girl eventually, and same thing for the woman. But I've come across lately where some people say it's okay to be friends and not go anywhere with it. But I'm kind of conflicted with that, because I feel that for a woman, they start building relationships through emotion and through communication. And so how does a woman discipline herself to not bond with a guy by being friends? I don't know. It's just conflicting, I guess.
It is really hard to talk about, because you might both have the intention of being friends and one person wants to go further and the other one doesn't. And it's like you need to, like, establish those boundaries or expectations ahead of time. But then that's awkward to even bring that up in the beginning. So,
yeah, I mean, Nikki knows, and we've had this talk plenty of times, I don't trust any guys. You know, we actually had a pretty funny thing when we first moved in
here. I was just going to say, I know what you're going to say.
Like, we're moved into our house, we're unpacking the U-Haul, and this truck pulls up. And he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. He's like, hey, my name's Rick. It's nice to meet you. I was like, oh, cool. So whatever. Shook his hand, went back to packing, and then he was coming back down the road, and Nikki was out there, and he slowed down again to say hi to Nikki, and he pulled up and we went up there and he's like, hey, my name's Ricky. Just wanted to meet you. And she left. I was like, that's funny. He told me he was Rick, not cool Ricky. But then Nikki's outside, right?
I didn't even get it.
I was like, no, I don't. I was like, I don't trust Ricky. So, but I think it's important, because the world is so, like, if you watch any TV show, like, they just pretend like the super good looking dude and the really good looking girl, they can just hang out on the couch watching TV
like
shows.
Like, the guy can be like one of the girlfriends.
And especially when you're a Christian, like, to think that Satan's not going to be involved in that and try to take it in a place where it shouldn't be, to where you're giving into sin and trying to justify it. And, you know, I just think it's important to, you know, when you talk about, like, not even, you know, handshaking and stuff, to most people are going to be like, oh my God, she's a zealot. Like, that's insane. But, like, you have to have these boundaries. And, like, in a world that's gone completely secular and, you know, basically sinful, you have to be almost a zealot to fight back against it. So I think that's important. And I think it's the right stance. I mean, it's a complicated issue to try to work through. But I do think you should always be on guard, especially for, I would tell girls, if a guy's like, no, you can just hang out and be friends. Like, that doesn't exist. There's always an ulterior motive.
You know, and when you brought up about what I did at the Christian church, I mean, the Christian school when I was working there, it seems like a lot of people have become relaxed. Like, they want to mimic what they see on TV, like the sitcom Friends. And I felt like they weren't really aware of Satan's tactics. Like, when the lady said we should all apologize to this guy by giving him a hug. I was shocked as I saw one lady after another go up and hug this guy. And I'm the last one.
And they're all like, why?
Yeah, and this is my first week of the school. And I'm like, great. They're going to be like, she's really, you know, super religious or something. But I felt in my spirit, I'm like, I'm married. And even if I was single, why would I want my body touching another man's body, you know, even if it's a hug. And because, you know, God created us as beings that, you know, I don't know how to say it, but I was like, that I'm not going to do that. And I remember some of the men that were there that were watching everything happen had a respect for me. And I was like, thankful, because one of them voiced it. They were like, you're, I forgot what word he used, but it was a respectful word. So I was thankful for that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, good. You never know who's watching and how you can influence people. So I think that's really important. I think you did well in that respect. So
that's a good story to share.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
It really stood out to me when you brought it up too. So I don't know. What do you think? Like, what do you, for taking it to the next step when you do want to, you know, pursue possible marriage? Because you really, you don't date without the intent of marriage. Like, the secular world just dates to date, and they are not even thinking about marriage. They're doing everything backwards. So
yeah,
as a Christian woman, I guess I wasn't, like, I was, we were Christians. We were still very, very into the world when we got married, though. So we were still a worldly mindset, but we did get married and then have kids, so we didn't do everything backwards. But I guess doing it the proper way, when you have a friendship with a man, then, and how do you let them know, like, you want to be more than friends? I don't know. How would you take that?
I'll just tell him time's short. I just can't. No. I'm joking. No, actually, because of what I've been through, I feel like God's kingdom is a business, but it's a serious business. And whether it's friendships or marriage, you have to consider, is this potential spouse going to be a benefit to everything that's important to me? Like, I have children now. And so, and then I have a calling that I feel God put on my heart. So for myself, I'm like, is this guy spiritually mature to take on the task? Is he going to be faithful? Is he going to love God, love people, and want to continuously invest in, you know, lay down his life for us?
Because you're already in the role of mom and dad, because you're on your own, because you're like the protector, provider, and nurturer all in one. So it's hard to let go of that protector and, like, let another man, like, take over, not 100%, but transition with the kids, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, some men, they want to, you know, be involved with the woman, but they don't really want to invest in the kids. And, you know, the woman, her heart and soul is in the children, to raise them godly, make sure that their well-being is a priority. And if a guy comes in and he's just like, oh, I'll do minimum, you know, until they turn 18 and they're out, that's just going to ruin the relationship. So for me, I'm just careful about, you know, where is his mindset? How's his relationship with God? And of course, I don't know how to come across that, like, how to view a person before actually dating. But I'm just praying that, God, you know, I'll have wisdom.
Pray for extra discernment, because we're easily deceived.
Well, this is something that kept, like, I'm always surprised by this. Like, it's one thing for guys, because we're just happy and fortunate that anybody cares about us at all, of the opposite sex. But for women, like, I'm always amazed that they don't actually have much higher standards for the people that, you know, you, I tell Nikki this all the time. Like, one of the main reasons I work out a lot is because I don't want to be walking down the street and have somebody like, what is this gorgeous girl doing with this fat, doofy dude? And, like, that motivates me. And I see these couples and, like, you know, a loser guy or whatever, and you're like, why on earth did she not have, like, standards? Or, like, not necessarily a checklist, but maybe a checklist. Like, you know, because I think it's important, like you said, especially if you're in a situation where, you know, you're not 18 anymore and you have nothing to consider. But, yeah, you have kids now. You've got a career and family and life. And, you know, we kind of talked with, you know, I have a sister that was getting married after she had kids. And I messaged her and was like, Are you ready to let this dude be in charge of your children? Be the head of that family? Are you really ready to swallow that pill? Like, you've been in charge of them. You know, you're going to be submissive again to this guy when you've been on your own. And that's a hard pill to swallow, but I think it's important. And I think it's important to be thoughtful about this before you just dive into a relationship, because relationships in America are so screwed up now. Like Nikki kind of touched on, like, we do everything backwards. It's like, oh, I got to sleep with her before I found out if I actually like her. You know, you watch the TV shows and like they'll have sex for months and months, and then an episode where like, oh my God, he said he loved me. And you're like,
I know.
What are you saying? Like, how is that big of a deal? Wink. You know, but that's kind of what the world teaches, that like, hey, sex is just what you do, right? How are you supposed to know if you're supposed to like somebody? And but as a Christian, you know, you should have, you know, I mean, I don't know how to do it anymore, where you kind of build that relationship with somebody and keep it godly and keep it, you know, from delving into sin and ruining it as you sort of go into this like marriage thing. Because I could be wrong, but I don't remember anywhere in the Bible where it tells you have to love the person you married. But the Bible tells you you're supposed to love the person you married. So like, you don't necessarily have to be like all like in love with them to get married to them. They're the right person. And I think you even read a scripture before about the older ladies in the church would teach the younger ladies how to love their children and love their husbands. And you were like, why would anybody need to know that? And I think it's because like back then you got married because it was a smart decision for the family, for whatever it happens to be. And then after you got married, you're like, okay, I should probably fall in love with this guy that I live with all the time. So, and I don't know that that's necessarily the wrong way to do things, but yeah, the last thing that we wanted to get into before we kind of wrap this episode up was just, I watched your last video, or I think it was one of your last videos, where you talked about basically moving away from toxic friendships and focusing on the good friendships. And just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on what you think like a godly friend is, and then how you should be a godly friend for somebody.
Well, I feel like, I wrote down notes because I was afraid I'd forget what I wanted to say. A good godly friend is somebody who's going to be an influence in your life. And so you want to be careful who you allow to influence your life. And of course, we're supposed to be servants and influence others for Christ. But I guess the way I handle friendships is, you want somebody who's going to be open to God's word, like for discernment, for guidance in the relationship. Because if you guys are not going in the right way together with God, then you're going to be conflicting each other's walk. Kind of like business partners, you got to work together, you know. And a good godly friend is willing to forgive and you know, everybody's going to have shortcomings, differences, misunderstandings, but a willingness to work at the relationship is what I feel is a good quality friend.
Yeah,
I think that's important. Like, that's good. I don't know how often you hear people like used to be friends or whatever, but then they had like a falling out. And that seems so bizarre to me that like we were BFFs and then like, I don't know, she took my pants and now I hate her or whatever. Well, happens to
crazy.
Be like,
I have two friends this year, not gonna say any names, but of course, but or I'd apologize for something, and you know, both of us are wrong for something, but there's no forgiveness, even though I apologize, because I just want the friendship mended. Like, let's forgive each other, and because I miss the friendship.
Yeah.
And it hurts when there's no, and these are both Christian people this was with. So it's like, we're supposed to forgive each other. Like, yeah. I love this person and it hurts. And it's hard to know that someone's going to be like that from the start. And we all are going to sin against each other, because the Bible even says when a brother sins against you, he doesn't say an unbeliever, you know?
Yeah.
When it's someone in the body of Christ that sins against you, because it's going to happen. We have to be ready to forgive each other when they ask for forgiveness and vice versa.
Yeah, that's one of the shortcomings I used to have was somebody offended me. I was too lazy to work at it. And so I would just cut them off and move on.
That's what Yeah.
And I realized that was very wrong. And
yeah, I learned it hurts. The hard way. It's mm-hmm. like you're dead to them.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah. We want to get this episode wrapped up before it runs too long. So do you have any last words, baby, that you want to say before we end this?
Oh, I'm just glad to have you on here. It's a good topic, and friendship is just something I think as Christians, I don't think we don't really even hear any sermons on it, like even how to be a good friend. That's why your channel is so intriguing, because we really don't know how to be good friends. We are in a society that's so easily offended and does that thing where we just can just cut you off, and we got social media, we can make new friends so easy, you know. So thank you for coming on here and sharing your wisdom with us. And I know we're all learning and none of us have everything figured out, but, you know, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you so much for having me on your channel.
Nope. We appreciate it. So please take a second on your day to go to YouTube, look up Crazy Friendship Girl, or just follow the link in the description. And don't forget us when you're the Sophie Doss of Christian Friendship Girls. And bring us with you. So that's all we got for you guys. We love you. God bless.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.